Peace. Friends, we are going to head over to Castlebar. Castlebar in County Mayo. All right. Okay. And by the way, we would like to welcome somebody who's very busy today indeed. Her name is Catherine McConnell, and she's Director of Services, Mayo County Council. Did you get much sleep last night, Catherine? No?
Good morning, Adrian. I slept very well last night. We've had a fantastic team and a great build-up to today, so we knew that everything other than the weather was under control, and thankfully that has played ball with us, so it's a beautiful day here in Mayo.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, we know, and if I mention it one more time, then, you know, I'll be in trouble, but the first county in Ireland to dedicate a day to its own name. It started, what, 7 years ago? This is the seventh.
Yes, it started 7 years ago, 2015. People in Mayo County Council at the time decided that we needed a reason to celebrate our people and our place. And it just so happens that Mayo and the May bank holiday are a marriage made in heaven. So
Wow. That
was the first Mayo Day 2015, and it has gone from strength to strength. This is our seventh event.
Wow. Now, how do you put that two together? And how do you reach it on the last... And the last count here, there are only, I think it's maybe 3.5 million, slightly less maybe, people of Mayo heritage around the world. And they're you know, the begrudgers would say, you know, that when all those people are gone, that could be it. Was that a reason, you know, to start this Mayo Day that, you know, we want to keep track of the Mayo people, not only in the United States, because we don't make much of a fuss of it over here, but around the world, it is. It's there are a lot of Mayo people, and they do have a great trait in that they do connect with the home county. And you know, they're delighted with a day like this. What celebrations? If you could just give us a brief rundown of, you know, of how you're connecting with Mayo people throughout the world today.
I certainly would be delighted to do that. I suppose going back to last year, we had to pivot very quickly from a planned celebration, which usually culminates in a really big gathering here somewhere in Mayo. We had to take all our events online, and we very quickly put together a global Mayo event, which had call-ins from people all across the globe, from Australia, Singapore, the UK, the US, all sorts of places. So you're right. Mayo people have a very, very particularly strong affinity with their home place, no matter where they are. And that goes back even through the generations. So what we've planned today, it started, I suppose, even last year, is a really, really special broadcast with our partners on the Irish language TV channel, which is called, here it's called TG Cahir, TG4. They make a really, really high quality output, and with a particular focus, I suppose, on culture, sports, language. And the real attraction for us, apart from the quality of the production, is that their player is available worldwide. Anybody, anywhere in the world can watch this. So what we have done is we've put together a most beautiful hour-long program. It's called We Owe Our Bubble, Our People. And it is an hour-long celebration of the place that is Mayo. So there's some stunning scenery, as I'm sure you know, Adrian.
Yeah.
We've put together some beautiful shots, some the best of music. We have Matt Malloy and Leisha Kelly, who's a renowned harpist, playing a specially commissioned piece. We have lots of young musicians. A group called Billowood put together a beautiful montage with other contributors to a beautiful piece that really showcases the county. We have interviews from interesting people who are living in Mayo and also people who are from Mayo who are overseas. We have a young chap who runs a Michelin-starred restaurant in Singapore. We have artists who have chosen to come to Mayo and showcase why they chose Mayo, both the scenery, the people, the culture, the value that this put on community. So over the course of this program, we have lots of beautiful music. Of course, no show about Mayo would be complete without a piece from the GAA. So we have two players from the senior squad and from the junior squad talking a little bit about it. We have a piece which features the food, the taste of Mayo, because I think any visit to anywhere is bound up with their experiences of sight and taste and people. So we have the Gourmet Greenway, which runs all along the Wild Atlantic Way through Mayo. It's a group of food producers and, I suppose, hoteliers and restaurateurs and people in the hospitality industry. So you can cycle the Greenway, taste the food, and stay at the best of accommodation. So we have a little piece on that too. So for any Mayo person who hasn't had a chance to get home because of the pandemic, or people who have strong Mayo affinity, Mayo roots, I think they're really going to get the pangs of wanderlust to come home. And for those who aren't lucky enough maybe to have Mayo heritage, it might whet their appetite for a visit when we're all free to travel again in 2022.
And my guest, Franz, is Catherine McConnell, Director of Services, Mayo County Council. I think it was Forbes who not only singled out Ireland, but Mayo is a great place to do business, and that's progressing along the way. There's a rumor, of course, that Enda Kenny, the former Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, now that he's, you know, back in Castlebar, is rattling the bushes there. But just tell us a bit about investing and the investment plan for Mayo.
Well, as you said, Forbes, who know about these things, have singled out Mayo as a great place to do business. It has a certain confidence, I suppose, that doesn't manifest itself everywhere. But because of, I suppose, the natural amenities that we have, fresh air, extremely clean water, good quality of life, these are the new drivers of investment, access to talent, and certainly the connectivity that heretofore might have been absent. We would have maybe been a peripheral county, but with broadband and new investment in road infrastructure, the connectivity that Knock Airport and the new motorway infrastructure gives us to the other airports, those, I suppose, hindrances to investment have fallen away, and we are truly a global location when you think the likes of Coca-Cola and Allergan, Baxter, Fort Wayne Metals all have bases here. Plus a very, very vibrant SME, small and medium enterprises, and entrepreneurial community. It really is a place where I think with confidence we can say your business will thrive and your employees will have quality of life that's second to none, and that is certainly paying dividends. We had a beautiful event on Thursday that was in partnership with the Irish Times, the premier business paper here in Ireland, that focused a little bit on that, and the reaction has been extremely positive. So I guess on all fronts, on tourism, on business, on people returning to live here now that the ability to work anywhere has really been shown to be true, we are very confident that the future is looking good for Mayo.
That's that's good news and music to the ears. Now I want you to walk us through, if you will, this special TV program on TG4 that can be accessed worldwide. Just give us, how do we go about this?
Well, as you said, TG4 is the Irish language channel here in Ireland, but they have a player that's accessible anywhere. So the address would be www.tg4.ie. And if you go onto that website, their player will be showcasing this event on, I suppose, for Eastern time, it would be at 9:30 our time, so that would be 4:30 in the afternoon this afternoon.
Yeah.
But the real beauty about this is that it's available on that player for the next 30 days. So at anyone's convenience, they can watch it. So we were encouraging all our friends overseas to take a look. And anyone here in Ireland, we'll be asking them if they have family members or friends who are missing Ireland to log on and have a look. So that's 4:30
New York
Eastern
time. Yeah. All right, but since we are broadcasting and simulcasting worldwide, it's 9:30 Irish time. I mean, I was told it was
Irish
nine.
Time.
I was told it was 9 o'clock, but then, you know, some of us that came from Mayo, you know, need to be reminded a half an hour at least before a big event. Good luck.
Mayo time.
And the seat of all things Mayo is in Castlebar, and again, this is where the world is ruled from, at least today on Mayo Day. Catherine, if there's anything that you'd like to add, now is the time.
Great. Well, look, thank you very much for the opportunity. I suppose what I'd like to say to all our Mayo people spread across the globe and all those who would like to visit Mayo, we look forward to welcoming you in 2022. We have launched a marketing campaign and another beautiful video which can be seen on the mayo.ie website.
Oh, that's it.
Intended to extend the invitation to all people to come and visit Mayo. We'll have a special celebratory program, particularly in May of next year, but all year long, of festivals and events ranging across our history, genealogy, not forgetting, you know, our connection to our religion through Knock Shrine,
sure.
Our history, our islands. So a really special welcome will be waiting for everybody in Mayo in 2022 when we can shake the hand and welcome you in person once again. But in the meantime, take a look at that program on tg4.ie tonight at 9:30 Irish time, 4:30 Eastern time.
Thank you. Thank you indeed. And again, yeah, I've been told we're overdoing it, but this is our day and this is the 7th Mayo Day worldwide, you know. And again, thank you. And by the way, another website, or I should say a website that is, you know, that has 24-hour hits from around the world is mayo.ie. Okay, and that's fabulous, really. Great website. And Catherine, if you promise not to tell anybody, there's a whole pile of a great group of Mayo people and those who wish they were from Mayo who have no intention of waiting until next year. First plane out of here, we're on it. Okay, God bless.
Well, we'll be welcoming. We'll be there with open arms for you all.
Thank you. Thank you indeed. All right. Okay, friends, there you have it. Catherine McConnell, Director of Services from Mayo County, and of course, the seat, again, of all things Mayo, particularly, you know, as we've heard, for tourism, for just about anything to do with Mayo, is in Castlebar, and we thought maybe we might slip this one in. It's from Joe Glenn, and imagine what county he's from. Here's the song, Take Me Back to Castlebar in the County.